Did you ever have an idea or a concept for a product that you wanted to create or build and then offer to the world through eBay? Well, this week, we'll meet a seller who did just that. We're going to discover how she found her particular and quite unusual niche, and how she supplied it, and how she dealt with the challenges of starting and growing a business selling a product that she was inspired to create in order to help with an injury she sustained in an accident, an injury that regular medicine was just not helping. I'm Griff, and this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. This is episode 142, and I'm sure you've noticed that this week is a slightly different format to the podcast, because this week I'm flying solo. I don't have a co-host. I don't have extra guests. Brian will be back next week to help man the console and help us answer some questions. And in future episodes, Rebecca will return as well, so don't worry. But for today, all you got is me. Now for the eBay news. In the news this week, there is no eBay news to report. But we have received some really great questions from you. Thank you for sending them in. And I'm saving these for the next four episodes to air during the month of June. Again, thanks to everyone who sends in a question or comment, and please continue to do so. Every seller who sends us a question, whether it's left on our voice line at 888-723-4630 or our email address, podcast@ebay.com, will, if we use your question on an episode, receive an eBay for Business podcast mug. But if you don't leave your shipping address, we can't ship it to you. So don't forget to mention or type in your shipping address at the end of your question. Now, in this episode, we have one guest, and she is an unusual and super guest. So without further delay, let's proceed. Today, we're joined by our fourth and final eBay Up and Running grant recipient for the series. Like many sellers, Sandra Gustard has built a business on eBay based on the products that she creates and brands. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Griff. I appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the products that you sell on eBay?
The products that I sell on eBay are basically traditional herbal remedies that emanate from Jamaica, where my parents are from. Obviously, you can hear from my accent that I am not Jamaican. I'm from London. But my parents were teenage migrants to the UK before Jamaica got independence. So they both went there to continue their vocational training. And I'm a product of that. So based on my experience growing up in a Jamaican household, I'm used to traditional Jamaican herbal or bush medicine, as they like to call it. My products are based on those recipes and products that I grew up knowing about. And the remedial benefits that I've come to know help so many people without harmful side effects.
And a lot of folks are looking for eco-friendly and body-friendly products when it comes to things like skin and hair care and just well-being in general.
Yeah.
That's the focus of your product line.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I came to be fully aware of pimento oil and the benefits after I was involved in I was rear-ended, basically coming home from work one evening, and I had to do a course of therapy that didn't really help. And after a few weeks, I was told that I should use cortisone shots, which is a steroid. So I had to take those in my left shoulder. It did numb the pain, but I was also aware of the side effects of steroids. I mean, I had family members who've used steroids. They gained weight. It wasn't helpful. Do you know what I'm saying? It came with a lot of side effects. So although I enjoyed the numbness, it got rid of the pain, I wasn't pleased about having to use it for the rest of my life. And I was always interested in finding what I could do to help myself. One of my school friends from England, you know, her mum recently retired back from UK to Jamaica, and she invited me to see her new home. So that's why I was going to Jamaica. That was in January of 2008. I had a friend here because, you know, I work in radio also. So the producer of the show that I was hosting at the time, he said, since you're going to St. Thomas, which is where my mum's from, he said you should visit Bar Fountain. And that's how I went to Bar Fountain, because he said people go there for healing, like people who are sick with rheumatism, arthritis, nerve issues. They go there for healing because of the spa, the mineral waters that was discovered historically by a runaway slave in Jamaica. He'd ran away and he'd gone there and he was healed. And that's the story behind Bar Fountain. So that's how I ended up there. So I went gladly. I had a bath. It's scalding hot water, but it's not the kind of water that will peel your skin. This water doesn't do that because of the sulfur. It's got so much sulfur in there, it won't hurt you. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's scalding hot, like I said, but it's a good hot. Do you know what I'm saying? And you feel it penetrating your body and you feel it right to the bone. After you bathe under those boiling hot mineral waters, then they massage you with a oil, which is pimento oil. So that's how I discovered it. I had that, and that night I slept like a baby. I felt like a whole new person. I just felt so loose. So I just said, I'm going to go back there and see if I could get more of that oil to bring to New York to sell, because I know a lot of older people have problems with arthritis and stuff. And I knew that they would benefit. That was my goal. And I had a huge customer base because I was selling clothes from the UK. And I knew that I'd be able to tell them about this product and they would be interested.
You said that you were already selling on eBay, but you were selling clothes.
I wasn't selling on eBay, but I was selling outside. I had a store because when I moved to this country in 97, a lot of the people in America, they tend to wear a lot of sneakers, trainers. I never wore a pair of trainers unless I was going to the gym in England. I always wore dresses, you know, just smart casual. When I came here, I would get stopped everywhere on the train. I would go on the tube, you know, going to Manhattan, and people would just stop me and say, oh, I love your shoes. I love your dress. I love your jacket. And at the time I was doing an internship at Raucous Records in Manhattan. And like I said, a lot of people, even artists, hip hop artists, they would ask about my clothes. So, you know, I thought, you know what, the next time I go home, I'm going to bring some clothes. And that's how it started. I mean, I was nervous. I'm not a shy person. I'm an extrovert. I'm not shy. But I was just tired of people asking about my accent. So after I sold my clothes to the people who asked me for clothes, I realized there's so many salons, nail salons, everywhere you go in New York. There's 2-3 stores on every block. And I'm like, this is brilliant. I probably won't even have to work for anybody. But I was afraid to talk. So when I moved to this country, I had a friend, her name is Francois. She lives in Cuba now, but we both learned New York together. And Francois, she wasn't shy at all. She would just walk into the salons, you know, and she's like, my friend's from London and she has clothes. Do you want to see some? And she would just yank out the clothes and just show people. And that's how I built my customer base, starting with Francois. She's a French businesswoman. She took me out of my box because, like I said, I was just scared to open my mouth because everyone was like, you know, you're black. How come you're from England? I thought it was just white people. And people say that all the time. I used to get that a lot. That's how the clothes started, you know. By 2008, I'd already had 2 stores and I had so many customers. So I knew that I would have a customer base who would be receptive to this new oil. And they were, ultimately, when I got it together.
You had this growing, successful apparel business.
Right.
And then your experience with the pimento oil, this all happened before eBay?
All of this was going on before eBay. The pimento oil, it started off very slow. But I had an experience with the people where I was buying the oil from, because I had, when I got back to New York, I wasn't aware of the import and export and all this stuff. So I knew that I had to find out if I could bring the product here legally. I did my research. I found out that you have to go through the Federal Drug Administration. Fortunately, they're not far from me. They're at JFK Airport. So I'd gone there. I purchased a couple of bottles in Jamaica while I was there. And I showed them what it was. And I already knew what the ingredients were because those guys told me. So they said, oh, it's free trade. You know, there'd been an agreement during the Clinton administration where there was free trade between certain countries. So Jamaica was one of those countries. Luckily, there would be no cost associated with bringing the products here as far as customs and duties, but you had to bring the products here already bottled and packaged, labeled. I went about sending the money to Jamaica. I have cousins there and being the middleman for me with these people. But it took about 6 weeks to get the bottles done, the labels, and to purchase 15 gallons of oil. The product finally arrived in March 2008. I had to wait a few days because it has to go through a broker. And I excitedly picked up my oil. But when I got home and I smelt it, it smelled nothing like what I'd purchased. When I massaged it into my skin, it left a residue and it was just awful. And it was darker. It had a different color. I called down. I said, you know, what is this? It's not the same thing that I bought. I said, this doesn't feel like olive oil or Jamaican black castor oil. So they said, oh, we use vegetable oil. Using it on myself, I mean, I realized it didn't have the same tingling. It just was different. They told me that vegetable oil is just as good. And, you know, right away, I realized that I'd been gypped. They obviously bought the cheaper products and sent to me. And, you know, I had 15 gallons of that stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? And I was like really annoyed. I couldn't use that oil, to cut a long story short. But I just said, well, they've already told me what's in it, that I'm going to see if I can purchase that stuff. Obviously, in America, they don't have pimento trees and they have fever grass and peppermint I could get. But I wanted the same authentic Jamaican ingredients. I had to wait until a family member was going in the summer and just give them a list and see if they could purchase this stuff for me in the markets. Things like castor oil and pimento leaves, they grow wild in Jamaica. They're just all over the place. That's how it started. Summer 2008, I got my first batch and went about fermenting myself. I waited about a month. In Jamaica, it takes 3 weeks, they said, but they have the sunshine. So I started in the summer and I blended the leaves. And it wasn't as strong as the original one was, but I had the aroma, I had the fragrance, so I knew I was getting there. And there's a store in Brooklyn that sells little perfume bottles. So I bought 2 dozen of those and I was just giving it to people who I know had issues. And my children's babysitter, she'd fallen down the stairs in her building and she had screws and things in her ankle and she was always complaining about pain. So I was anxious for her to try it. She had a lawsuit going and she used the oil and she was like, Sandra, if I continue to use this stuff, I'm not going to get my lawsuit money. Basically, she was saying if she continues to use this oil, she's not going to be sick anymore because she couldn't feel any pain. So she was worried about her lawsuit money. So when she said that, I was like, okay, I'm onto something. So yeah. I just continued to ferment it. When I had a new batch, I continued to bottle it, give it away on my radio show. I used to do a show Mondays at midnight with my friend Keelan. He was a producer. And I would get 20 to 30 calls because I did my research. I talked about Bar Fountain. Many of the audience, the listeners were of Caribbean descent and they're interested in their own traditional remedies. And that's how it started. I was just giving it away.
Do you remember when it was that you decided to start selling on eBay?
You met my daughter earlier.
Yes.
Right? She was selling on eBay when she was in college. That's how I became aware of eBay.
That's how you got started. It was your daughter.
Yeah, because she was selling. Yeah, she opened the first eBay account and then I added my business to it. I don't think I got a sale for maybe the first year. And I think that was because I was being lazy about the description. And I realized that when you're making a listing on eBay, your title has to be descriptive. I just used to have fountain pimento oil. And of course, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. It took a while to understand how to do a proper listing. And eBay, you know, they're such a great platform because they do give you lots of training, lots of information on how to enhance your listing. Over time, I came to realize that I have to say that it's for pain and expand on that. And that's when the sales started to come. But yeah, I wasn't originally on eBay. When I thought about eBay, I thought of like a huge flea market where people go to sell vintage clothing and, you know, if you're looking for a watch or I didn't have it in the same light as other major e-commerce places, you know. And then I realized that they have categories, they sell car stuff. It's great. It's a brilliant platform.
Do you sell any clothing?
No, I don't sell clothes. It's strictly pain relief and hair and skincare products because the market is there. And, you know, as you browse around and you see the other companies, you get a gist of what people are looking for. You can look at somebody else's business. You can see the amount of reviews they've got, the other different types of categories, and you can move around and see what category best fits your particular product. Because I used to put stuff in pain relief, like holistic medicine, but I wasn't getting any sales. But as I played around with eBay, I discovered that there's a whole section for massage. Massage oils and massage accessories is a better placement. Or people who are into sports, people who jog or play soccer, athletes, people who have tense muscles, sore muscles, people who jog, work out, people who have a sedentary lifestyle, who sit down in the chair all day, they need it too.
like most of us during the last year in the pandemic.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was going to ask you how the pandemic impacted your business and if it did at all.
The pandemic, when it was announced, it was a scary time for me because traditionally at the beginning of the year, sales are slow after Christmas. And it was announced that New York was going to be on lockdown on March 22nd, the Sunday. I think we had about 4 days before the lockdown was going to happen. Everything was going to be closed except for essential stores. You know, it was crazy. I had to run around to get accessories and try to place as many orders as I could. And aside from money running out, I found that a lot of places that I would order my caps and stuff from, because I was trying to stock up, a lot of them had already run out of products. And as April came, it got worse that I couldn't source my products. Instead of using 4-ounce plastic bottles, Boston rounds, I had to get glass bottles, which in turn impacted my shipping costs. And it was a horrible time, I must say. But my sales for the first 2 months, I will say that my sales really went up a lot. I think because people were at home and I just experienced a huge explosion of sales on eBay. It was crazy. I was happy, but then at the same time, I had this supply chain issue calling around to all these places. Some of them weren't even open in some of the states, and finding the raw materials like the argan oil and some of the products that I used to blend with the leaves, the prices went up. Some of the companies, instead of your minimum order being $500, now it became $1,000. And the shipping time, like there would be a backlog. Like usually you order something, it ships in 2 to 3 business days. But then because of social distancing, it was taking 2 to 3 weeks and it messed up. And I had to also refund a lot of money to customers because the shipping times, something that would take 2 to 3 days, first class shipping, was taking 2 weeks. And things that were being shipped to Europe, when it got to Europe, they were expected to pay a huge customs. So they would be paying for the product twice. And some people were complaining that, you know, they didn't know about it. So I had to refund them their money or send them the money so that they could retrieve their package. And it was stressful.
Did you see that start to abate at any time during 2020? Like, say, towards the end of the year, I know that there were a lot of sellers because of the holiday times. They were having those same issues with shipping because of the holiday delays. What happened with you?
My sales continued to grow, but I had to compromise because I didn't have the same packaging. And whereas I thought that I was doing better, I was actually doing worse because, as I said, I had to start using glass bottles. It affected my pictures, my images on eBay.
You have to do them all over again.
Yeah, you have to do pictures again because people start complaining that it's not the same product. Some of the bottles that I had to use were long, what do they call it? Cosmo. The shape of the bottle was Cosmo. And some people were saying it's not the same product. Then I had an issue with my shampoo and conditioner bottles because nowhere in America had the 12-ounce bottles. And browsing on eBay in July, I found a seller who had the Cosmo round bottles. He had 1,000 bottles for $600, but he had them in amber. But I didn't care. It fit the caps and we met in Queens and I purchased the bottles and he was on eBay. He was a big eBay seller and that was a real godsend. Everything worked out in the end, but it was scary and money was short, like I said. And some of the places that I purchased from, like there's a place that I buy seals, the shrink wrap to seal my bottles. Before there was no limit. You could buy what you wanted. You know, you didn't have to spend $500. But then when the pandemic was going on, they asked you to spend $500 minimum order. That would be like 100,000 seals. I mean, I wouldn't ordinarily be buying 100,000 seals. I had to compromise. Same thing with printing my labels. I had to start going to Staples. I had to start buying blank Avery labels because the printing place, they put up the minimum orders and the money wasn't there to be buying 2,000 labels when I'm used to buying 100.
What's it like in 2021? Have you been able to resume the same sort of packaging, same sort of supply chains, or are there still lags?
No, everything is back to normal now. And eBay is integral in that. It's very important to that growth for me because a lot of the products came back into play. Things that were on back order for 6 months, they were available in October, November. but some of them you had to spend a lot more money. And I applied for many grants throughout last year. They had the PPE loans.
Oh, yeah.
They had the economic injury disaster loans. And I was declined for all of those. I applied for Hennessy business grant. I got a PPE loan for $3,000. I think I got that in August. And all the other grants that I applied for, I didn't get. There was a second round of the Hennessy grant. I didn't get it the first time. But the same day that I applied for that one, after I closed the application, there was an email and on eBay, right on the homepage, talking about the eBay up and running grant. I just clicked on it and applied right away because I just finished the Hennessy grant and all the information was just fresh in my head. I just banged it out. I just applied the same night. I thought no more about it until I think it was February. A lady called to invite me to for a Zoom meeting that following Monday. So I just assumed that I'd been shortlisted because when she called, I thought eBay and I prepared for the meeting. I had my product with me and I was talking about how I'd been impacted and how it was the year before. And at the end of the meeting, they said, congratulations. And I was like, get the, you know, the F-bomb. And I was like, and then I was just running all over the house. And I was, you know, I've got four daughters. So I was banging everybody's door. They're giving me 10 grand. I was like, it was just, yeah, because it had been a struggle. And, you know, aside from business, you know, you have your own personal utility bills. You have stuff that you need to pay for and you're trying to juggle. You need help. You need to be able to pay your bills and manage your business. You know what I'm saying? And of course, keep your family safe. So it becomes buying masks and sanitizer. You know, you do more. You wipe your bottles double. You do more because you're trying to protect your customer as well. And it's a lot. It was a lot.
At the time, was it 10,000 or 8,002?
I got 8,000 actually when I was in England, right? Because my mom, she got ill in February. So I went home on March the 1st. So while I was there, the money came, but obviously I was there, so I couldn't do anything. But when I came back, I ordered a few things, but not too much because I had to go back to England. So it was all about preparing for her funeral. But since I've come back at the beginning of May, I mean, my house and garage is crazy. There's like 15,000 bottles and all those people love me now because I bought everything. On Friday, the UPS man was so upset because he was there Thursday, he was there Friday, he bought four boxes Thursday, he came and delivered five on Friday. And he was, you know, they're angry because they're big boxes. They, you know, there's like 1,000 bottles. And this guy, he was like, what are you doing? Did you win the lottery? You know, so like, but I just made sure I will not be in that situation again.
Yeah.
You know, I just need customers now to buy all the stuff, but I made sure I stocked up.
We'll take a short break and return in a moment with part two of my conversation with eBay seller and up and running grant recipient, Sandra Gustard. We're back with the second half of my conversation with Sandra Gustard, who sells under the store name Fountain Pimento Oil. We'll put the link to her eBay store in our episode transcript for 142. Sandra, do you use social media to promote your business on eBay? And if so, how?
A little, not too much, because I spend so much time in my basement making product. Yeah. I don't do too much. But when I do go on there, I do Facebook. I don't think I can reach the customer that I'm trying to reach on Twitter. But Facebook, definitely. My radio presence, I mean, I get so many calls after I do a show on a Sunday. When I had my 10th anniversary in 2018, I'd gone to Jamaica and I hired a popular Jamaican actress. And we did a commercial and it really, really helped the business, that commercial, because she's recognized. And I think she's wants shares in Fountain now because she's tired of being, everybody sees her and that, you know, they see her hair and they keep talking about Fountain. So
you didn't give her any residuals.
No. And I think that's what she's after, you know, because she was messaging me and, you know, she was like, we need to talk business in capitals, you know, and I'm like, but I've paid you. Like, what do you want from me? So there was a couple of products that I had in the background that I wasn't able to bring to the table. But because of the eBay up and running grant, I can.
So I didn't ask you this, Sandra, but it sounds like you do this alone? You're the only person?
I'm the only person. I have my daughters.
Sandra, what does your typical work week look like? Give us a picture.
Weekends are very busy for me. This weekend on eBay, for example, I did a sale because you always have watchers, you know. So when I see I've got 90 people watching, I might just email them and say, you have the opportunity to get this product at a great price. So you can take a dollar off, 50 cents off. And people respond because they like that you want them to purchase. So I did that on Friday. I have a bunch of orders to do today.
What other tasks take up your work time during the week?
I spend a lot of time bottling stuff because I want the customer to get a fresh product because it's perishable and it's leaves that I work with. So I don't bottle things and just have them sitting there. And that's the reason why I don't really sell in stores. And that's the beauty of eBay, because every time somebody orders, they get in a custom bottle. I'm going to pour it out and wrap it at the same time.
A lot of people like you who have started their own hair, skin, and healthcare products using natural ingredients and doing all the work themselves have been approached by bigger companies and said, hey, we want to buy you. If a bigger company tried to buy you out right now, what would you do?
I wouldn't like that. I mean, I would be flattered, of course, but I think when a bigger company takes over, I think that they dilute what you're trying to do. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think that the consumer, if they know and trust you, I think that they expect the same integrity and honesty and the same clean ingredients that you started off with. And what happens when the bigger companies get involved? You know, they're purchasing your name, but they don't have the same ethos, the same honesty about the product that you do. So they tend to dilute it. And I don't want to. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand completely. And I have to say that's very honorable to put your name behind something and then say, hey, it's my integrity and my product and my passion. This is obviously a passion for you.
I mean, obviously, we all have goals. You know, we do want our business to be a global business and stuff. But at the end of the day, at what cost? Because if you are touting natural ingredients and you're trying to stop people from going to see the doctor for everything and perhaps taking medication that they're going to give you a repeat prescription for. And we don't want you to have repeat prescriptions with stuff with side effects. Do you know what I'm saying? It's better that you use a natural product that's not going to harm you because it's natural, unless you are allergic.
You mentioned steroids before, and the side effects to steroids just go on and on and on. And some of them are actually more debilitating than the thing they're trying to cure.
Exactly. I mean, it's not worth it for the temporary relief that it gives.
If you've been wondering about Sandra's products, I will put a link up to Sandra's store, Fountain Pimento Oil.
Pimento wood is what they use to jerk chicken, okay?
I didn't know that.
From the bark, from the tree. And it's also an essential ingredient for Jamaica cooking. Pimento berries, they use it to season the food. It's the main ingredient for jerk seasoning. They crush pimento berries, and the wood that they use is pimento for authentic jerk barbecuing.
In San Jose, there's an incredibly good jerk restaurant called Backyard, and I'm addicted to jerk chicken and jerk pork. Oh, and plantains.
I knew there was something a bit yardy-ish about you, Jamaican. It's the jerk.
Oh, it's so good.
Even though I'm immersed in the British culture because I was born there, like I said, my parents and my grandparents, they brought their traditional herbal remedies to the UK. So I grew up knowing about white rum. Jamaicans love overproof white rum, and they soak pimento berries and ginger, the whole ginger root. And when somebody's ill or they have a fever, you know, they use it as a salve and they massage it on your forehead, on your chest. It relieves congestion. They use it for everything.
Sandra, if you had a word of encouragement for someone who's considering building a product they've either created or they're passionate about, what would be your word of encouragement to them? Because it's not easy. We've heard your story, and I know there were a lot of challenges in getting started and growing that business. What would you say to a new seller who was a maker and who wanted to bring their product to eBay?
Persistence. I just think you have to keep pushing. You just have to keep pushing. It's not my logo. It's not my slogan, but just do it. You know, that's the thing that always just springs to mind. Just do it. Think twice and act once, because think about the product, what you need for yourself. You know, like what I needed with the pimento for my nerve damage. That's what pushed me, because it helped me. And I know that many people would need it, not just because they had nerve damage, but because of all the benefits. When I learned about these particular ingredients, I know that it would help people. So you just have to keep pushing, because I mean, I had people saying to me, oh, it's a waste of time. It's not going to do anything. And go get a job. Even now, I have people in, you know, even when I go home, I have a particular uncle and he's always saying to me, you still selling that stupid stuff? You know, like, you're not going to get a job. I'm like, uncle, this is how I make my living. And he used to say the same thing when I had my clothes stores. He was like, you know, why don't you just get a job? I'm like, what's wrong with you? People wear clothes. You know what I'm saying? So you can't listen to naysayers. You just have to keep pushing and just do it, because it costs a lot of money. I mean, in the early days, just to put the labels together, $500 was a lot, but I just kept pushing.
Don't listen to the naysayers. I love that.
Yeah, don't listen to people, because I not that people are malicious, that they don't want you to succeed, but I just think people want people to take the easy road, you know, the easy way. And the easy way is to get a job. But at the end of the day, you want that freedom. And during those days as well, I have four daughters, so they were young, 8, 9, 10, those ages, you know, and you need to be home to pick them up from school, homework. So based on the fact that you have to make it work because you need money, you know, you need to be able to live, you need to be home with your children. Even if I do feel lazy about it, I have to do it, because there's some evenings I want to watch PBS 13 because they have a huge array of English programs on a Sunday, you know, weekend. I want to watch them, but I can't. I have to get on the computer. I have to change my listing. I have to make it work, because you have to. So you just have to keep pushing.
Well, Sandra, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about your business and the journey you've gone from being injured to having a business based on that injury. And it's been very successful.
It's crazy. And every time I tell the story, people don't believe it. You know, and I also have a lot of people in Jamaica. They're quite mad at me. Do you know what I'm saying? But they're quite mad at me because it's so successful here. And but, you know, when it started, it was really about empowering those people and helping them to grow their micro business. But they wasn't honest about what they sent. I mean, I'm happy about where it started, because it was never my intention really to make the products. But I do have quite a few people. They reach out to me on social media or through my website. They're not really quite nice. You know what I'm saying? They try to say, oh, you know, you're not selling the authentic products and I sell pimento oil. But, you know, you get a bit of that. But
you're always going to have the jealous people who are jealous of your success. And that's, I think it's to be expected. And it's probably a good sign that you're doing something right.
Of course. Just like I mentioned to you about the actress, you know, she's just in my WhatsApp every other day. We need to talk business. We need to talk business, you know. Lady, you know what I'm saying? I'll page you. But profit is not what's on your mind when you start these things. It's about sharing what you know and how you can help. And that's the most important thing, that people heal and that they heal well and healthily, you know, with no side effects. And that's what I'm about.
Well, Sandra, thanks again. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Griff. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Don't eat too much jerk, all right? All right.
I'll try not to.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much.
Sandra Gustard sells on eBay under the user ID Fountain Pimento Oil, and we're going to put the link to that store in our episode transcript. Sandra, again, was the fourth and the final seller featured in our four-part series of conversations with a sampling of this year's 50 selected eBay Up and Running grant recipients. You can hear those previous conversations with the other three sellers we selected for the podcast in episodes 132, 139, and 140 at ebay.com/podcast. I want to thank our guest seller this week, Sandra Gustard of Fountain Pimento Oil. In our next episode, we'll talk with longtime eBay sellers John and Sharon Ware. Now, the last time I talked with them was nearly 10 years ago on eBay Radio, when they were selling out of their RV. Now, a lot's changed for them in the last decade, and you're not going to want to miss an update to their story. Remember, if you have a question or comment, we'd love to help answer it. Call it in at 888-723-4630 or email it to podcast@ebay.com. I'm Griff. Thanks for listening. The eBay for Business podcast is produced in part and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.